Did you hear the one about the rich Christian who looked forward to dying? Well, there is no punchline. That's the attitude that the rich should take. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Today, we're talking about the worldview of the wealthy Christian should be. James writes this in chapter 1, verse 9. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Yesterday, we considered the poor Christian's perspective of their own poverty. He should boast in that he is a part of the heavenly kingdom, Christ's kingdom, which affords him true, everlasting riches. But now James turns his attention to the rich brother. And here's what I want us to notice. In that day and time, it was a common thought that the rich were considered blessed by God and the poor were considered stricken by God. But James says that's not true. Both the poor and the rich can be seen as blessed. It's just a matter of perspective and worldview. James tells the rich brother that he should boast in his humiliation. And then James goes on to define what he means by humiliation. And what he means by it is death. Notice in the illustration of the flower, it's not the riches themselves that fade away or falls or perishes. It's the rich person. The rich person can boast and look forward to his own fading from this life and into the heavenly life because he knows that is where true riches are stored up and experienced. So now you've heard the one about the rich man who looked forward to his dying. Are you that rich man? And are you living to make others rich in Christ? Today, please pray for Milan Bulak, our missionary in the Czech Republic. And also remember the English LifeWord broadcast, heard throughout Canada, South Africa, and the United States.